Researchers and advocates have billed agricultural soil management as a powerful tool to capture and sequester carbon from the atmosphere and counteract global climate change. But on one Iowa farm, a scientist's climate research is leading to tough questions on how to manage her own land and cut emissions. IPR's Kate Payne reports.
Kevin and Renee Dietzel's farm in central Iowa is not your average operation. They have 14 milking cows on about 80 acres.
This is Ola, and this is Beza, the first and so far only calf of the year.
They grow a mix of perennial grasses and legumes without synthetic fertilizers or pesticides. They've reduced their tillage, and they rotationally graze their cows, who only eat grass.
That means we're moving them to a new piece of grass twice a day. And so that helps with distributing those nutrients.
This approach is pretty rare in a state where farms tend to grow thousands of acres of corn and soybeans with fertilizers and pesticides, or raise livestock by the hundreds or thousands in barns and feedlots.
Where the green ends is where our property ends.
Cows move across this farm like wild bison used to, before Iowa's native prairie was plowed. There are burr oak trees, swallows, and frogs, signs of biodiversity. The Dietzels set up their farm differently, in part because they didn't have the money for a large operation, and they wanted to restore the land. They're worried about climate change. Off the farm, Renee is a soil scientist at Iowa State University, studying greenhouse gas emissions.
I went into it being like, you know, specifically because I thought, okay, I want to help with agriculture's big contribution to this greenhouse gas problem.
Agriculture accounts for about 10% of the country's emissions, largely from soil, livestock, and manure management, which can release nitrous oxide and methane. Greenhouse gas is many times more powerful than carbon dioxide. When Dietzel got into the field, researchers were really excited about soil carbon sequestration. Plants pull CO2 out of the air and sink it underground, where it fuels microbes that keep soils healthy. Some said expanding this practice could save the earth.
And I was like, this is so exciting. We could plant all these cover crops, and this could just, like, totally save us. And I was so excited. And then, yeah, when I got into it, like, I personally started feeling like, I don't know about this.
Recent studies show the soil's capacity to store carbon was greatly overestimated. And microbes could emit massive amounts of CO2 as the earth warms. Now Dietzel says soil carbon is not a silver bullet.
And that's what I worry about, that just this false sense of security, I think, can be really strong because everybody wants that sense of security, right? And everybody wants to be reassured. And it sounds so simple. So why not do it, right?
That's led to some difficult questions on the Dietzels farm. So far, they're keeping it diverse. It's less reliant on synthetic inputs and more resilient in changing weather, even if they're not storing enough carbon.
I think we think more about the being adaptable to climate change than our impact.
Ultimately, many of their decisions come down to how to pay their bills. Mike Duffy is an emeritus economics professor at Iowa State University and says this is a guiding reality.
Everybody needs to remember the basic economics.
Federal programs support conventional farms, which generally rely on fossil fuels. Duffy says these farmers aren't really feeling the cost of their emissions. To have different outcomes, we need to change behavior and change incentives, he says. And that could mean huge investments from the public and private sector.
And, you know, decisions were made that got us to where we are today. So decisions can be made to take us in a different direction.
Without changes to federal farm programs and markets, it's not clear how many farmers can do what the Dietzels are doing. It's not perfect, but they are wrestling with the challenges of regenerative ag and climate change while raising their young kids in rural Iowa.
We just can't abandon these areas, right? And then it's better to try and keep these stronger places, but it's hard to stay here unless you come up with your own way to do it, right? So,
and unless more farmers can make it in rural Iowa, it's not clear who will be there to help mitigate climate change. I'm Kate Payne, Iowa Public Radio News.